So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Joining us now from Republic Bank is Whitney Camaglia. Whitney, we were talking about, you know, the negative things that women have had to go through to start their own business, start their family, start their homes. But we made a lot of positive strides. Thanks for joining us here tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And tell us a little bit about what you do. You're the VP of Business Banking at our good friends at Republic Bank of Chicago. What led you into that role?
Yes. So I'm part of the business banking team over here. I've been in the banking industry as a whole for about 2 decades now, and I definitely have seen a lot of changes over the years. But for me, I think what keeps me so interested in this industry is really looking back at all of those relationships that I've built really along the way. Today I bank clients that I met when I was a part-time teller right out of high school. So
wow.
It's rewarding, you know, and whether that's as a teller, a branch manager, or now as a loan officer, it's just that feeling, that rewarding feeling that you're really helping somebody, whatever it may be. It started for me as balancing grandma's checkbooks, and you know, now I'm making loans for small business owners that are just out there chasing their dreams, and it's awesome. Who wouldn't want to do this?
I'm sure you're making loans for both women and men-led small businesses, of course.
Absolutely.
When I was reading the stats about 1,800 new women-owned small businesses every single day in the United States, and these numbers have really improved, does that square with what you're seeing on the ground?
It is amazing, the progress that we've made, John, for sure. You said it, 114% more female entrepreneurs than we saw 20 years ago. And even though, 40% of our businesses in the U.S. now are women-owned, women are still feeling the similar struggles that they did way back then. The biggest hurdle, I think, is just defying those social expectations and wanting to be taken seriously as a business owner. We certainly in the last 10 years, we're in the society where there's a lot of quote unquote side hustles going on. And that's really the struggle to say, hey, no, I'm a business owner.
Is this just our preconceived notions that we have that continue to linger, as much strides as we've made for gender equality and equity, that we just still kind of have some lingering, you know, preconceptions about what a business owner looks like and is?
Of course. That's absolutely true. And we can see that it is getting better, and the girl power is getting better by the day. And we see that, you know, both socially and in the business world. And I hope to be able to talk to you in another 20 years and look back on this and laugh at, you know, like we look back, you know, from the 60s and laugh at what it used to look like.
You know, and talk about access to capital. Do women still struggle in that aspect, too? I know the stats seem to bear that out, that as many women small businesses as there are, they're impeded to maybe more rapid growth because they just don't have the access to capital that men do.
You know, I don't know that it's that they don't have the access, but actually only maybe 25% of women business owners are actually looking for business financing.
Interesting.
Whether they don't know that it's there or they don't think that they would qualify for it or are deserving of it, I think that's the question to ask. The opportunities are absolutely there, for sure. It's just a matter of making everybody aware, getting the information out there.
Well, maybe it's the things we've been talking about, that women had to ask for a male relative to co-sign on a loan until like 30-some years ago, that they're, you know, those barriers, while they may not be there physically, still kind of exist in the zeitgeist of what people think. I wanted to ask just one more question before we got to run, Whitney, and that is about small businesses run by women. There have got to be some advantages there, too, because obviously women represent a giant part of the consumer market. A women's small business that is run by what reflects a lot of the consumers can be a huge advantage for a company, right?
You are so right. There are actually decades worth of studies done that show increased productivity, enhanced collaborations, organizational dedication, noticeably improved fairness with female leaders. And yet we still have companies that are hesitant to put females in those leadership roles when the studies show that they're amazing leaders. Women also have the opportunity to receive their women-owned business certification through the WBENC. And having that certification allows these female business owners access to a vast network of support for targeted business opportunities, visibility in the corporate and government supply chains, I mean, education, networking, the list goes on, and even more resources for the minority female business owners.
Yeah. We'll be having this conversation and continuing it with yourself or some of your colleagues at Republic Bank in the subsequent weeks. We're out of time today, Whitney, but thanks for starting this conversation with us here on WGN.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Of course. And that was Republic Bank of Chicago, the bank for big business, small business, and your business.